I get a hold of him again tomorrow. I mean, it's not a big deal. I know he's called out at sporadic times on the fires, but it's not really a big deal. It is a big deal as far as preparation and packing and getting everything together for everybody, because a lot of the stuff we're going to be bringing is going to be freeze-dried, and we're going to be minimal on the heavy pack. So, yeah, I'll try to get a hold of him again tomorrow and see what's up.
Oh, he was at a yard sale the other day, last Saturday, and he picked up one of those buckets of ready-to-eat meals. I don't know if he told you that.
Oh, good for him. I hope he eats it well. Tell him you're looking to fine print. It turned out it says that we use bioengineered food products. With my freeze dryer, I don't use bioengineered. So I think I've already told Uncle Daryl that. And I hope, like heck, he's not really buying that, for Patriot and Argosin and all that good stuff, because that's what it is. They use bioengineered meats and everything else in their product. What I sell and what I do does not have it.
Affirmative. You and him can have that conversation. he might pick up some of my food too, I don't know.
Well, I just hope you guys aren't buying into it. I got a couple of friends of mine, and a couple of them of the same religion, and they're getting rid of all their junk and going a different way.
Yeah, I just picked about a pound of green beans out of my little garden today.
That's the way you need to go, Greg. Guarantee you. I mean, I don't believe in the bioengineered and the lab-raised and lab animals and all this good stuff that they're trying to feed us. So, anyway, everybody makes their own choices, is the way I look at it. But, yeah, appreciate for the info. I'll get a hold of Uncle Daryl. I'll turn around and see what's going on with him. I don't see how it's going to affect our hunt, basically the end of October, end of November, but yeah, we'll see what happens. Appreciate for the info.
He's probably going to wrap it up sometime in October, if not sooner.
Well, the actual hunting day, I think, is October 30th. I don't know if it happened in front of me, but it's either October 30th or 31st. We've only got a 5-day window, so up in the Ukiah area. So, anyway, yeah, I'll get all of them. I know he did call two times yesterday, one time today, and I've been buried in plans and doing drawings and on all kinds of different stuff. I mean, from commercial to residential, so. Yeah, I have not got a hold of him, but I will.
Okay, I heard you chatting on the radio. I thought I'd bust in.
Well, you're sounding loud and clear. You're coming in good. And if you're coming in good, you're coming in all the way from probably Weed, California to Sutherland. So, good to hear from you. I call for you every once in a while, but I don't hear you much on it, so I don't know. Monitor it more, Boudreaux.
Yeah, I haven't picked it up in weeks. I just picked it up tonight and heard you. Jess called you Saturday to go out shooting, but you never called me back.
I've had problems with the Cold Mountain company phone, and it's a mess. I got to get a new phone. I literally got to dump the thing, and I got to go a different route. For Cold Mountain, as much calls as I get on Cold Mountain on, you know, the personal company, I'm missing a lot of stuff, and that phone is not doing me any good, so I'm going to get rid of it. I got to go a different route on it, and that's probably why. When you have that problem, call me on the construction side of the phones.
Break.
Go, break.
Yeah, Greg, I got your phone call, but the second I answered, it hung up because I didn't have any reception, really. I was driving in Idaho, bringing a trailer load back for my mom, because she's moving to to Klamath.
I figured something was going on, you know, and that's good. More family.
Yes, sir. Yeah, it was a weekend of about 30 hours of driving. It was a lot of fun.
You will look at it this way. Once all the family's together and we're all turned around and together and have a game plan, we'll be doing it.
Misses if he misses.
I think me and Greg turned around and doubled. Anyway, what I was saying is, hey, get us all together in one place, and we'll be doing it.
Hey, I showed my mom a picture of all the stuff I got from you last time I was over there, and her reply was, holy crap, I need to get in good with him. Or no, it was, I need to get on his good side.
Yeah, I copy that. Anyway, Greg, I appreciate the info. I'll get a hold of Daryl. I did see on the phone, on the Cold Mountain phone, that he did try calling three times. I probably should give him the construction side of the phone so he can get a hold of me no matter what, which I thought I already did, but he probably isn't, doesn't have programs or didn't pay attention. But anyway, Greg, appreciate. And I don't know, I'm sitting here microwaving dinner tonight, and I'm going to get going.
All right, Bravo Monitoring.
Heck, you could have just came over to my house for some smoked chicken breast, white rice, smoked zucchini, and smoked, or I guess roasted, garlic.
Speaking of smoked, I got some smoked rosemary for you if you want some.
Oh, you know I do.
Yeah, well, if I see you Sunday or Saturday or whatever, yeah, just remind me.
Yeah, I will for sure. I bet I can make some really good soup with all the herbs I've gotten from you already.
Yeah, the smoked rosemary is like, it's really off the wall. The first time I did it was about a year and a half ago, and I cannot believe how it came out. And what little bit I did smoke, I gave it to some, well, I gave it to like Kareem and Kevin and, you know, the regular customers. And they flipped out on it, and they're just like, give me more, give me more, give me more.